Dr. Pinsky dictating email IMA on July 22nd regarding Zachary English. Zachary English is a 34-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle accident on 6-4-21. He was the restrained passenger in a truck whose driver fell asleep at the wheel and hit a pole. But there was no airbag deployment. Period, he did not experience loss of consciousness. Period, he believes he injured his right wrist, right femur, and right foot in this accident and was seen at the emergency room the same day. Period, had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be diagnosis of shattering of those structures. Period, he did undergo surgery on the femur, foot, and wrist. Period, he completed his course of active treatment in February 2022. Period. New paragraph. As per the record, supplied EMS personnel transported him to St. Mary Medical Center on 6-4-21. Period. Insert what is marked in their treatment from that first page. And insert the indicated surgical reports there as well. New paragraph on 6-18-21, he presented to Jefferson Health Emergency Department for worsening pain in his right femur. Period, he had an open reduction internal fixation of the right femur fracture done at St. Mary's Hospital on 6-4-21 and was discharged home in stable condition. Period, he then underwent the additional history and surgery to be inserted from that section. New paragraph. On 7-1-21, Mr. English was seen by Dr. Pagliaro for follow-up. Status post previous open reduction internal fixation, right midfoot multiple fracture dislocations with allograft bone grafting. Period. He then received treatment as marked in that paragraph under Rothman Orthopedics. He saw Dr. Caruso on 7-8-21 as marked in that same section. Period, he was seen by Dr. Wang on 7-26-21. Period, insert what is continued in that section onto the next page. And then continue the next page, inserting the operative report from 8-26-21. Where it falls chronologically, and then continue onward throughout the next page, continuing on to the page after that. Period. The second paragraph says on December 2nd, 2021, petitioner presented for follow-up with Dr. Caruso. Period. He denied any pain or discomfort. Period, from Dr. Caruso's standpoint, he was at maximum medical improvement. Period, and then insert what is marked after that upon his return to Dr. Pagliaro. Period, new paragraph, insert the results of his various diagnostic studies, including MRI of the right hand on 8-3-21 at Penn Salkin Diagnostics Center, and the surgical report from Jefferson Surgical Center at the Navy Yard by Dr. Wang on 8-26-21. Period. New paragraph on 11-8-21, he had a CAT scan of the right foot without contrast to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Pagliaro on 1-5-22 as marked. Period, he received physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. Extremity's upper inspection revealed swelling on the dorsal aspect of the right wrist. Period. There was a linear third metacarpal 2.5-inch scar associated with swelling on its dorsal aspect. Period. There was a 2.5-inch scar on the right hand metacarpal. Period. He he had a wide keloid type scar on the dorsal right wrist measuring 2.5 inches in length and 2 inches in its widest dimension. Period. He also had an old longitudinal scar about the right index finger where there was no atrophy or effusions. Period. Hands, wrist, elbow. There was a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed swelling on the dorsal right foot, as well as the right knee. Period. He had healed surgical scarring, including a 1¾-inch scar set, including a 1¾-inch longitudinal scar interiorly at the right thigh. Period. Posteriorly near the buttock crease was a oblique scar measuring 4 inches in length. Period. On the lateral right knee, there was a longitudinal scar measuring 1 inch. Lateral right knee. Period. On the right foot, there was a longitudinal scar on its dorsal aspect. In the mid portion, measuring 3 inches in length, was keloid formation. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 70 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion of the knees, hips, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres with a crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5. Free resisted right extensor hallux was longer strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He was tender at the palpation at the medial joint line, lateral joint line, and anterior patella on the right. Period. He was tender at the right lateral thigh and the medial midpoint of the foot, and along with the second and third metatarsals. Period. There was no tenderness on the left. Period. Feet and ankles normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 60 degrees. Period. He was able to stand on one foot and bounce on his toes. Period. The rest of that section is normal impressions. On 6/4/21, Zachary English was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. He was seen at St. Mary Medical Center emergency room the same day and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. He was admitted for further medical attention running through 6/13/21. Period. During that time, he underwent surgery on 6/5/21 and 6/11/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He then was seen at Jefferson Health and had additional diagnostic studies done after he re-injured himself with his son. Period. On 6/21/21, he underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. He saw various specialists and attended therapy. Period. On 8/26/21, he had surgery to be inserted. Period. On 1/5/22, he had surgery to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Pagliaro through 3/24/22. Period. He did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 3/10/22. Period. It's actual conclusions are hard to identify. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be several healed surgical scars with associated swelling, such as on the dorsal right foot and right wrist. Period. He did have decreased range of motion about the right knee. Upper provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion about the right foot and ankle, but had tenderness palpation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and performed some provocative gait maneuvers. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. period, new paragraph, I'll offer 0%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or back, period, there's approximately 7.5%. Permanent partial disability referable to the right hand, period, there is 17.5%. Permanent partial disability to the right foot, period, is with respect to the right leg. He may not have any permanency, but I need to check his diagnostic studies. Period, he did undergo fluoroscopy of the leg on 1/5/22. Period. And that is the end.